আসসালামু আলাইকুম ওয়া রাহমাতুল্লাহি ওয়া বারাকাতুহু নাহমাদুহু ওয়া নুসাল্লি আলা রাসূলিহিল কারীম আম্মা বা'দ রাব্বি اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي قال الله تعالى في الفرقان الحميد وما تشاءون الا ان يشاء الله ان الله كان عليما حكيما صدق الله العظيم اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وآله My noble audience, today is the first of Muharram. We have entered the next, or you can say the new year. I was thinking that we should try to come up with a new year resolution. And once we agree to that New Year resolution, we should be resolute. We should be firm to it. Now basically, the resolution is one word. And it's very catchy. So basically, you will not forget. And it is Qibla. So that's the New Year resolution, Qibla. Now, people will say that we all know about our Qibla. It is the direction that we pray towards. But basically, I'm talking about a Qibla that is not only demanded in the Salah, but a Qibla that is demanded in our life. And if a person drifts away from that Qibla, that direction, basically he cannot reach his destination. So the New Year resolution is Qibla. And for the next few weeks we're going to speak about that Qibla. Now, in relation to this Qibla, there are two, one verse from the Quran and one hadith. So two in total that I'm going to present. And basically I'm going to construct my talks on this one verse and one hadith. So basically I would like to start off with the verse, and you will get an understanding of which Qibla I am alluding to. So Allah Almighty has spoken about many events that took place in the time of the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Quran. And these events and these stories are very rich when it comes to drawing lessons. So I'm going to open the pages of Surah Tawbah, and Surah Tawbah is one of the surahs that the Nabi of Allah received in the latter stages of his life. So Surah Tawbah is Surah number 9, verse number 25 and 26. So you can go back home and study. Now I'll give you a backdrop to the verses. The Prophet and the Sahaba, throughout their Islamic life, in the presence of the Nabi of Allah, were very small in number. Indeed, over time, the number increased. But one of the largest numbers that were witnessed were at the conquest of Makkah. One of the largest. It's not the largest. So basically, Nabi Akram Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam led 10,000 Sahaba into Makkatul Mukarramah. And basically, Allah Almighty granted victory to the Nabi of Allah. After settling the affairs of Makkatul Mukarramah, the next expedition was the expedition of Hunayn. Now the Sahaba had experienced in the past that they were very small in number and they were lacking resources and asbab, but against all odds Allah granted them victory. But after the conquest of Makkah, many groups started to enter the fold of Islam. يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. People started to come into in droves, in multitudes, in large groups. So the group inflated tremendously. Now this expedition of Hunayn was a walk in the park for the Sahaba in terms of number. So Allah Almighty depicts the inner sentiments of the Sahaba in the Battle of Hunayn. And what does Allah Almighty say? He starts off by saying, لَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ. Truly Allah granted you nusra. فِي مَوَاتِنَ كَثِيرًا. On many battlefields. So basically victory, success comes from Allah. Nusrat comes from Allah. لَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ. Truly nusrat came from Allah. فِي مَوَاتِنَ كَثِيرًا. On many battlefields. وَيَوْمَ حُنَيْنَ. Huh. The day of Hunayn. إِذْ أَعْجَبَتْكُمْ كَثْرَتُكُمْ. Your numbers, your great numbers made you rejoice. Now I'm going to stop here and make mention the Qibla for the Sahaba in life is Allah. We cannot deviate from that Qibla. If the Sahaba deviate from that Qibla, not for a protracted time, but for a very short time, in the presence of Nabi Kareem Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the result is not favorable. The outcome is not favorable. So we have to learn from this that we don't have the Nabi of Allah present amongst us as the Sahaba did. And if our Qibla is diverted from Allah for a protracted time, for a very, very long time, what will the outcome be? What will the outcome be? The Sahaba, their Qibla drifted from Allah towards their number. إِذْ أَعْجَبَتْكُمْ كَثْرَتُكُمْ. You started to rejoice over your great number. So what happened? Nusrat comes from Allah. Victory comes from Allah. فَلَمْ تُغْنِي عَنْكُمْ شَيْئًا. You did not avail. So this number did not come to your rescue. The small number, the large number, resources, no resources, will not come to your rescue. Rescue will come, or nusrat will come from Allah Almighty. فَلَمْ تُغْنِي عَنْكُمْ شَيْئًا وَضَاقَتْ عَلَيْكُمُ الْأَرْضُ بِمَا رَحُبَتْ. The land, vast as it is, became straightened for you. It became very narrow. The Sahaba was starting to feel suffocated. So now what did they do? They came back to the right Qibla. ثُمَّ وَلَّيْتُمْ مُدْبِرِينَ. So they turned back in flight. They stopped focusing upon the resources, stopped focusing upon the number, and turned to the one that gave the number, gave the resources. So this was the inner condition of a few Sahaba, not all. So once the Qibla changed to the right position, ثُمَّ أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ السَّكِينَةَ. Then Allah sent down the Sakina, the calmness, the firmness, the inner peace, the tranquility. عَلَىٰ رَسُولِهِ وَعَلَىٰ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Upon the Nabi of Allah and upon the believers. وَأَنزَلَ جُنُودًا لَمْ تَرَوْهَا. And Allah sent down forces that you saw not. Basically, madad, nusrat from the unseen. So we expect to see nusra in this design, in this fashion? No. وَأَنزَلَ جُنُودًا لَمْ تَرَوْهَا. We send down forces that you did not see. The angelic world descended and their presence allowed you to settle down, allowed you to turn back towards Allah Almighty perfectly. Now, these two verses, basically speak about the New Year resolution, and that is our Qibla. And we need to be resolute wherever we are. We see a vessel, a ship traveling through the ocean. Sometimes the water is calm, and sometimes it's very wild. So when it is calm, the vessel doesn't deviate. The captain doesn't have to make much of an effort. It is traveling on the set path. But once there is a storm and the waters become wild, now the water, the environment, is pushing the vessel off the right path. And we know that at that time the captain has to exert himself. He's shouting at the top of his lungs to his crew members. He says, "Remain steadfast. Wake everyone up. No one can sleep now. It is not time to rest. We will rest after the waters become calm. We need to keep the vessel on the right path. This storm is not here forever. I would like you to remember my words. This storm is not here forever. The storm will subside. Waters will become calm. We will find favorable waters. We can rest in those times." So the captain and his crew together. The captain can't do it alone. Captain can't do it alone. Do you think that the Nabi of Allah, his heart deviated from Allah in the battle of Hunayn? No. But it was his crew. And was it every member of the crew? No, only a few. But it had an impact upon the entire group. So the captain, he cannot keep the vessel on the right path when there are storms around. And let me use another word, makes much more sense. When there are tribulations, we need to keep the vessel on the right path. The Imam, the Muqtadi, the followers, the congregation, all have to face towards the right direction and keep the vessel on that path. It's not going to be easy, because the effort demanded in that theater is much greater than the effort demanded when the waters are calm. So basically right now, what we are experiencing is wild waters. So there are so many things happening in the world that are pushing our vessel, our collective vessel, away from the Qibla. And we need to maneuver our vessel and keep it on the right path. We will be knocked from the right and we will be knocked from the left, and we will be tired by the end. But as the wild waters do not remain forever, the ahwal that are knocking us from the right and the left will not remain forever. And a successful captain is that captain that can keep the vessel on the right path in hard times. Everyone can do it in good times. It is in hard times. A true believer is that person that keeps the vessel on the right path in hard times, in times that are not conducive. And this is the Qibla that I am alluding to. Now I'm going to make mention of the hadith, the principal hadith, that what we need to do indeed in the month of Dhul-Hijjah, the foregoing month, and the month that we have entered, the month of Muharram, are months in which great legendary personalities gave their life. Hazrat Usman Ghani, Hazrat Umar on this day, and then Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala on the 10th of Muharram. And if we were to study the books of tarikh, history, we'll find many great legendary people that gave their life in the month of Dhul-Hijjah, in the month of Muharram al-Haram. But they did not allow the vessel to drift away from the Qibla. Jana to sabne. Jana aapne bhi hai, maine bhi jana. Everyone is to leave. And we cannot design how we're going to leave. You cannot design, I cannot design how we're going to leave. But what we can contribute to is that we leave with the right Qibla. That's what we can do. We leave with true faith. If Allah wants us to die on the bed, we will die on the bed. If Allah wants us to die in the ocean, we will die in the ocean. If Allah wants, we will not wake up from our sleep. This is up to Allah. Allah will design the departure. But the condition of the person that is departing is basically upon the person. How does he want to depart? With what faith is his Qibla right? Now the hadith that I want to add to these verses is a hadith that has been reported with different rabis, and there is slight variation in the hadith. But I'm going to take the hadith of Ibn Majah. So this has been recorded by Tirmizi as well, but I will take the version of Ibn Majah. The rawi of this hadith is Abdullah bin Abi Awfa Salmi radiyallahu ta'ala an. And he's one of the great faqih sahaba. Not all sahaba were faqih. They were not all jurists. At the departure of the Nabi of Allah, there were only 140 sahaba that were muftis. But how many sahaba were left? 124,000. But there's only 140 that were muftis. So not every sahabi was a theologian, a muhaddith, a mufassir, a faqih. But Abdullah bin Abi Awfa Salmi radiallahu ta'ala was a faqih. He was a Muslim jurist. So he is the rawi of this hadith. And he says, Kharaja alayna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. One day Nabi Akrim Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam came to us. So the Nabi of Allah came to us. The next part of the hadith does not speak about why he came to the Sahaba. But if we read between the lines, we can understand the reason. So Kharaja alayna Rasulullah, the Nabi of Allah came to us. And then the Nabi of Allah said, Man kanat lahu hajatun ilallah aw ila ahadin min khalqih. If a person is confronted with a need, now why did the Nabi of Allah speak about a need? Did the Sahaba ask the Nabi of Allah? No. So we read between the lines. And this is a science of understanding the hadith as well. Siyaq wa sibaq. Try to understand the context of the hadith. So the muhaddithun have said most probably the Sahaba were in need of something at that moment. So the Nabi of Allah was addressing that. That has not been explicitly made mention in the hadith. Man kanat lahu hajatun ilallah. If a person is confronted with a need relating to his Allah, aw ila ahadin min khalqi, or relating to the people. Sometimes you cannot secure what you need from people. You need to go directly to Allah Almighty, towards Musabbibul Asbab, to the one that controls the resources. And sometimes you find what you need with a person. And this is what the Nabi of Allah is saying. Many a times we need a loan. We don't say, Ya Allah, give me a loan. You can secure that loan of $500, $1,000 from a person. But sometimes what you need is not with the makhluk of Allah Almighty. You need to ask Allah Almighty. And this is the meaning of this segment of the hadith. So the Nabi of Allah says, what should you do if you need something from Allah or from the people? فَلْيَتَوَضَّعْ. Now this is our Qibla. This is our Qibla. فَلْيَتَوَضَّعْ. Make wuzu. Forget about everything. Forget about the right and the left, the knocking from the right, the knocking of the left. Forget about the storm. Forget about the winds. Forget about the dark night. Forget about everything. What we need to do, our qibla, falyatawadda, make wuzu. That's number one. Wal yusalli raka'atayn. And then establish two units. That's it. Make wuzu, establish two units. Now, after establishing the two units, what do we need to do? The Nabi of Allah is educating the Sahaba directly, and is educating you and me indirectly. Because the vessel was tested in the time of the Nabi of Allah, and it is not the first and the last test. The Nabi of Allah knows my Ummah will be tested as well. Ummah is going to be tested. This vessel is going to be tested. We need to maintain the vessel. We need to maintain it. We need to study it. If there's any damage after the storm has subsided, we need to mend it. Maintenance. It's not the first, it's not the last. It's not the first, it's not the last. It will happen. It has happened. It will always happen. But what do we need to do? The Qibla falyatawadda. Make wuzu, pray two rakah. After the establishment of the two units, the Nabi of Allah educated the Sahaba with a beautiful, with a rich, profound dua. And this is basically what I'm going to speak about in the weeks to come. So what did the Nabi of Allah say? Read the following. We will study this dua maybe the week, next week or the week after that. La ilaha illallah al-halimul kareem. Subhanallah rabbil arshil azim. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. As'aluka mujibati rahmatik wa azaima maghfiratik. Wal ghanimata min kulli bir. Wassalamata min kulli ism. La tada'ali dhanban illa ghafarta. Wala hamman illa farrajta. Wala hajatan hiya laka ridhan illa qadaytaha li. Ya arhamur rahimin. Fi riwayati tirmazi. Ya arhamur rahimin. Then the Nabi of Allah says, after making this dua, ثُمَّ يَسْأَلُ اللَّهِ. Then you ask Allah Almighty, مِنْ أَمْرِ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. From anything that you want from this dunya and akhirah. Whatever you want, masha, whatever you want. فَإِنَّهُ يُقَدَّرُ. Allah will undoubtedly answer your prayers. This is known as Salatul Hajah. This is known as Salatul Hajah. This is our Qibla. That we do not drift away. We are not mutaathir. We do not take athar from the ahwal. We should be over and above that. We should not take athar from the ahwal. We should be over and above that. Indeed, as human beings, we're going to take athar. And that athar may allow us to drift away from this format. So we need to allow this to ring in our mind that our Qibla is Allah Almighty. And what does Allah Almighty say? وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ. That whatever you will, it will not manifest unless Allah wills. Sari dunya Allah ki mashiyat par chalni. This entire world, believers, non-believers, enemies and friends and foes, everyone, everything that we see in this world, favorable, unfavorable, blissful, is all by the Mashiyat of Allah. We should not believe at one moment, for a split moment, that anything that is happening in this world is happening without the Mashiyat of Allah. Because Allah says, وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ. Whatever you will not be manifested unless Allah wills. Sometimes we may not understand the deep hikmah, wisdom behind that will. And we are not demanded to study the will of Allah Almighty. We are demanded to submit to the will of Allah. We are not demanded to study the will of Allah. Why? But what we are demanded to submit to the will of Allah. Our Qibla is straight. Our focus is upon Allah Almighty. And whatever He has desired for us and will for us, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. I have heard, I have seen, and I believe, and I obey. So inshallah, we have run out of time. Inshallah, in weeks to come, we will focus upon this topic. We will spend much more time, and inshallah next week we will discuss the hadith at some detail. So my noble audience, once again, the abstract of what we have discussed today is the New Year resolution is our Qibla. And our Qibla is Allah Almighty. The ahwal, the weather, the conditions should not allow us to deviate from Allah Almighty. And if we do deviate, ثُمَّ وَلَّيْتُمْ مُدْبِرِينَ, return back in flight. Turn back to Allah Almighty. Establish this practice in life. Whenever we are confronted by a need, فَلْيَتَوَضَّأْ وَلْيُصَلِّ رَكَعْتَيْنَ إِذَا حَزَبَهُ أَمْرٌ فَصَلَّى. Whenever the Nabi of Allah was confronted by anything, a grim situation, a testing situation, Salah, he used to establish the prayer. As we know nowadays, as we see nowadays, that we are in dire need. So each person listening should establish Salatul Hajah on a regular basis. Every day, at least two rak'ah. At least two rak'ah every day. Pray for yourself and pray for the entire humanity, and in particular those people that are suffering and being tested because of their faith. Allah Rabbul Izzat, allow us to maintain our Qibla. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayka.